Lord, look with kindness upon us and may your healing hand give us the strength to continue to move forward in your perfect will. Amen. Jesus began, I will not allow the Ukraine to be fully trampled due to the prayers of a faithful few, but I will uproot and expose the hidden evil that has taken place there for generations. Not decades, as you are thinking, Elizabeth, but generations. The North has not revealed their true power yet and the weapons that can subdue their adversaries. And here he is referring to Russia. He continued, Your greatest weapon, my people, is to stay in prayer, receive me daily in the Holy Eucharist, and demonstrate love of God, my mother, and your neighbor. What is happening in Ukraine right now will come to America sooner rather than later. This purge must take place as evil has overrun a nation that at its foundation believed in God and our goodness. I am calling you all to go deeper and not take what you hear and see at face value. Have I not told you? When you stay swimming about on the surface of the ocean water, you will get knocked around by the waves. But when you dive down with me, you will have calm and peace. This is where your faith and trust in me will become apparent and shine forth. You must prepare yourself spiritually along with necessary food and medicines. It will be your faith in me that will heal you from all diseases and plagues that will be unleashed upon mankind, as that is how the enemy will continue to attack you. Your best defense is to fight back spiritually using your heavenly medicine. Yesterday, you all were on the right track with the Good Samaritan's oil and St. Michael's oil. Ask me, and I will give you the natural healing aids in your area to take care of any afflictions and infirmities. When war hits your shores, America, do not run around from place to place or travel. Diseases will be spread through humans, and to stay standing, you need to be my faithful people. Pray with faith and believe in the power of prayer. That was the end of Jesus' very serious message to us. My mother grew up on a farm, and as children we ate extremely healthy. We rarely, if ever, missed a day of school. We ate dark, green, leafy vegetables, onions, fresh fruits, especially blueberries, strawberries, and blackberries, which had a very good medicinal effect on our bodies and also improved mental clarity. The darker the fruit or vegetable, we were told, the better for you. These foods may help to fight off diseases and illnesses. Let us heed the Lord's warnings and all stay as best we can in a continual state of prayer and truly believe our God will deliver us from all evil and save us from destruction and judgment. Amen.